At 6:06, we have fog and mist in Tulsa this morning, 46 degrees. It should give way to sunshine at a high this afternoon of 78. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A state lawmaker is lashing out this morning at the Oklahoma Department of Education over achievement tests. The Muskogee Democrat, Jerry McPeak, says requiring students to take the same test over and over because of a computer server problem is just wrong.
The State Department of Education has again failed the children of Oklahoma. And you want to talk about a psychological abuse? Some of these kids have prepared, gone in the classroom, took part of the test, and now have been told that test is invalid. Go take it again.
McPeak wants to know how McGraw-Hill was selected to conduct the testing when it was not the lowest or, in his opinion, the best bidder. The $74 million in new funding being proposed for education in Oklahoma is but a drop in the bucket, says one local educator. Liberty Superintendent Donnet Campo says the new funding doesn't come close to making up past cuts.
Total appropriations since 2009 are down $198 million with over 31,000 new students. $117 million is needed for level funding in FY 2014.
She says if Governor Fallon really wants to improve Oklahoma business conditions, she would focus on improving the education of the future workforce. State transportation officials say motorists driving on Interstate 44 in northeast Oklahoma will have to exit the turnpike for fuel and food for about a year while the Bonita Service Plaza undergoes extensive renovations. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority announced yesterday that the plaza will be closed beginning June 4th. Oklahoma health officials plan to use social media and other means as they try to find every patient of a Tulsa oral surgeon who allegedly ran unsanitary clinics. The state health department wants 7,000 patients of Dr. Scott Harrington to be tested for hepatitis and the virus that causes AIDS. A $20 billion cut over the next 10 years in the nation's food stamp program is being proposed by an Oklahoma congressman. The cut is in Frank Lucas's proposed farm bill. He says the federal red ink makes such a cut necessary.
Everybody's going to have to give a little bit because of the $16 trillion national debt, the $1 trillion annual deficit.
Now, he's taking heat from both sides of the aisle. Democrats say he is hurting the poor, while Republicans say the cuts should be deeper. Another Oklahoma soldier has died in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense says Lieutenant Brandon Landrum of Lawton was killed in a roadside bomb blast this past week. University of Tulsa engineering students present two new projects to the Little Lighthouse. Senior Beth Getches is on the team of student designers.
The kids at the Little Lighthouse are trying out surfing tubes, which is a very colorful and frictionless slide made of conveyor rollers.
The other project is a remote-controlled vehicle. Therapists say projects like these help the special needs students develop cognitive and speech skills and helps them have fun. Our weather forecast, patchy fog this morning, giving way to sunshine this afternoon. We will have a high today of 78. Tonight, it will be partly clear, down to 57 for an overnight low. Tomorrow promises to be sunny and warm with a chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high of 82. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It is showing some light rain out in western Oklahoma, just to the west of Interstate 35. Right now, we have fog and mist in 46 in Tulsa. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.